a woman's man, no time to talk. Music loud and woman warm, I've been kicked around since I was born. But it's alright, it's okay, and you may look the other way. We can try to understand the New York Times effect on man. Ha, 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 staying alive. Ha, 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 staying alive.
Well, you know,
I get low
and I get high.
And if I can't get either, I really try. Got the wings of heaven on my shoes. I'm a dancing man. I just can't lose, but it's all right. It's okay, and you may look the other way. We can try to understand the New York Times effect on man. Ha, 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 staying alive. Ha, 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 staying alive.
There's a classic rendered by Gary Lawrence and the Sizzling Syncopators of one of those old time tunes by the brothers Gibb, George and Ira Gibb, from a movie we all remember, "Staying Alive." Very interesting rendition of that. Before that, West End Jazz Band, "Wedding Bells Are Breaking Up That Old Gang of Mine." Honestly, I wasn't thinking. There's just so many connections there. I shouldn't have. I can't even begin to. Again, there's no way to go into this any further, and I refuse. But that was a wonderful recording on the Singing in the Bathtub CD by the West End Jazz Band, and you have to get that because that's a wonderful. Get all their CDs, not just that one. But that's their new one, so buy their new one because that's where they want to sell their new one, especially. Why wouldn't they? I think I would. And they're just great people, so buy that. This is Plugola. No, this is Radiola. I'm Andy Senior, WHCL 88.7 FM, as you well know, and WHCL.org. And let's go way back. I mean way, way, way back. Here's someone called Miss Emmett. No first names, please. And I played a few weeks ago, I played a tribute to Alexander Wolcott, and there was a clip of him talking about this song, which he heard when he was about 8 years old. And here is a contemporary recording of that, in other words, from the mid-1890s. So this goes out to Alec Wolcott, who's resting comfortably several yards away from here. And I hope he enjoys it. And you should enjoy it, too. But this is I don't want to play in your yard if you won't be nice to me. I could say that to a lot of people.
I don't want to play in your yard, sung by Miss Emmett. Hey!
have a little sympathy. And honey, babe, just pity me.
No more I yearn if you return contented out of me.
Oh, honey, babe, the time has come when you and I should be made one.
Come to my side and be my bride. Let Cupid's work be done.
And then no more we two shall part. I ought to die across my heart.
For you I'll wait. Don't hesitate. Pack up and make a start.
Thank you.
that bell had a lot of sustain. That was a 1901 Master, pressed a little bit later on in that decade. But that was Liberty Bell March by John Philip Sousa. And, of course, you know what that, you've heard that song a zillion times if you have the same taste in entertainment that I do. But Columbia Band. But I always wondered why a British television show would pick a Sousa march, and particularly one called the Liberty Bell, for their program. I guess that's just part of the whole crazy thing that they did. But it worked. It worked beautifully. So who's complaining? Here's, before that, Collins and Harlan. And I love their vocal arrangement on this song. It was recorded in 1905. I'm Dreaming of You. And it's just gorgeous. I'd love to hear a good copy of that, played with a proper stylus, which unfortunately I could not muster, but I felt that was worth presenting nonetheless. Began with Miss Emmett, I Don't Want to Play in Your Yard if you won't be good to me. So be good to me, and maybe I'll play in your yard. That was from probably 112 years ago. Sounds it, too, but amazing that it exists. 1896, I'm guessing, because that's about when the song emerged into popular music. And this is radio. I'm Andy Senior, and I'm just trying to emerge into radio, and I've been doing that now for about 3 years here on WHCL, and I do appreciate them giving me a couple hours every Friday night here to play this music, which is not heard anywhere else locally. You can hear it. There's a handful of shows in the country you can stream, and I've linked to most of them, but you won't find the show around locally. So I'm trying to keep it going here for you. Here's Louisiana Sugar Babes, which is Fats Waller on the organ, James B. Johnson on piano, Jabbo Smith on cornet. What a group of musicians they had here in 1928. And Rodgers and Hart, couldn't go wrong. Thou Swell. Thank you. I was just reveling in that. I'm sorry about the pause. No, that's Billy Murray in there singing the solo and then blending beautifully in with the chorus. Could you tell he was doing that? It never occurred to me that was occurring on that record, but I just happened to listen tonight and said, yes, he's quite a professional, that Billy Murray, and he'd already been in the business for 30 years when that was made. That was from 1925. Paul Whiteman and his orchestra. Aha! Yes, and I've said that to a few people, too, lately, in just that way. Before that, Benny Moten's Kansas City Orchestra from a Frog CD, Frog VGF 29. Just right. And I think that's the name of the CD, too. You can look that up. So that was from 1928. Before that, Louisiana Sugar Babes from the Victor 78. Yes, most of these are off the shellac, or my sound files culled from my own shellac, you might say. Thou Swell. Love that song, 1928. So, this is Radio. I'm Andy Senior, continuing on here on WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org, and thank you very much for streaming tonight. We're going to have a little bit of a turn in the weather. I've been playing lots of upbeat stuff, but this will bring you down a notch. Here's Cooper Lawley in 1928. And you can't get lower than this. I'll bring you out of it. Don't worry, but I think you'll be all right. Laugh, clown, laugh.
Life is a play, and we all play a part. The lover, the dreamer, the clown. The lover and dreamer are always in tears. The clown spreads sunshine around. The life for a smile is a life worthwhile. So clown till the curtain comes down. Even though you're only make-believing, laugh, clown, laugh. Even though something inside is grieving, laugh, clown, laugh. Don't let your heart grow too mellow. Just be a real punchinello fellow. You're supposed to brighten up a place and laugh, clown, laugh. Ain't a lot of smiles around your face and laugh, clown, don't frown. Don't let the world know your sorrow. Be a pagliaccio, laugh, clown, laugh. The world is a masquerade party, and we all have our own mask to wear. The rich man pretends he is happy, and the pauper pretends he doesn't care. But underneath all these false faces, the comedy doesn't go far. But at night, when we look in the mirror, we see ourselves just as we are. But aren't we all of us actors? We're all a part of a show. We appear on the scene without asking, and we leave without wanting to go. Why, I play the part of a lover, and to others my song may have charm. But the one that keeps my heart singing is a million miles from my heart. My mask is all worn out with teardrops, and at night, when it's laid on the shelf, I may make the world think I'm merry, but I can't hide the truth from myself. And no matter how much it may hurt, I must keep on acting, 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 just like Pagliaccio La Clown.
Nowadays we often gaze on women over 50 without the slightest trace of wrinkles on their face. Doctors go and take their dough to make them young and nifty, but doctors I defy to tell me just why. No matter how young a prune may be, it's always full of wrinkles. We may get them on our face, prunes get them every place. Prohibition bothers us, but prunes don't sit and brood. No matter how young a prune may be, it's always getting stewed. How young a prune may be, it's always full of wrinkles. We may get them here and there, prunes get them everywhere. Babies fret until they hear a mother's lullaby. No matter how young a prune may be, you'll never hear it cry. In the kingdom of the fruit, the prune is snuffed by others, and they're not allowed to mingle with the crowd. Though they never on display with all their highbrow brothers, they never seem to mind, to this fact they're resigned. No matter how young a prune may be, it's always full of wrinkles. Old maids get them on their face, prunes get them every place. Peaches and bananas have the skin you love to touch. No matter how young a prune may be, it don't amount to much. No matter how old a prune may be, it's always full of wrinkles. Years may go and years may come, prunes still remain so dumb. Though they never dissipate, their life is very weird. No matter how old a prune may be, it never grows a beard.
I just had to break, I had to relieve the tension there because I felt people were, you know, reaching for sharps. That's I'll tell you that. I also know my friend Pete is going to want a copy of that. He's going to want to do that at an open mic night. That was Jack Kaufman in 1928, the Prune Song. Yes, that was from an old Challenge 78, and that's sort of an odd. Frank Kremer also did that song, but that's Jack Kaufman's version. It's a little more rough-hewn. Before that, Berkus Bella, Akakos Ut Halgato, and don't ask me to repeat that or even what it means. That was off one of the Columbia International label records. That was recorded, I believe, in 1928, and it is heartbreaking. So rather than have your hearts break, I had to do a little triage there and play Jack Kaufman. Began with Cooper Lawley, and that was a little over the top, don't you think, even for him. Laugh, Clown, Laugh. 1928. It's all acting. That's what it is. And that's what we're all doing, just acting. That was... And I'm not acting, I'm honest. This is what you get with me in real life. I should be acting, but I'm not. I'm Andy Senior. This is Radiola. We're going to continue now on WHCL, 88.7 FM and WHCL.org with Shep Fields and his Rippling Rhythm. 1936. Never Gonna Dance. Weird contrast in this, too. It's a somber song, but the bubble machine makes it interesting. Thank you.
to the breeze. My dinner clothes may dine where they please, for all I really want is you and two. Groucho Marx, I'll give my cravat. To Harpo goes my shiny silk hat. To heaven I give a vow to adore you. I'm starting now to be much more positive that though I'm left without a penny, the wolf was not smart. He left me my heart, and so I'll never go for anything but the La Belle, La Perfectly Swell Romance. Never gonna dance, never gonna dance, only gonna love you, never gonna dance.
mighty dark and you could hardly see, for the moon refused to shine. Couple sitting underneath a willow tree, for love they pine. Little maid was kind of afraid of darkness, so she said, I guess I'll go. Boy began to sigh, looked up at the sky, told the moon his little tale of woe. Oh, shine on, hardest moon up in the sky. I ain't had no love since April, January, June, and July. No time to stay. I told the moon, oh, shine on, hardest moon for me and my girl. Can't see why a boy should sigh when by his side is the girl he loves so true. All he has to say is, won't you be my bride, for I love you. Why should I be telling you the secret when I know that you can guess? Harvest moon will shine on all the while, if the little girl could answer yes. Oh, shine on, harvest moon up in the sky. I ain't had no loving since April, January, June, and July. No time to say I love the moon. So shine on, harvest moon for me and my gal. Thank you.
Well, that was manic. I apologize. I didn't mean to go so manic at the end of the show, but that was manic. That was Roy Smack, Bugle Call Rag in 1937, and that depending on what mood you're in, that's okay. But I should have considered that. That's very manic. Before that, Vernon Dalhart, Shine On Harvest Moon, 1928. Very, very, very gentle reading of that. And prior to that, we had Chicago Rhythm Kings, Stomp of the Savoy, 1936. Kind of an obscure record, but not bad. For that, Larry Clinton with B. Wayne, You Go to My Head, 1938, beginning with Shep Fields and his rippling rhythm, Never Gonna Dance, 1936. I'm Andy Sr., and you've been listening to Radiola for the past 2 hours, or however long you've been listening to it, and I do appreciate that. As I say, this is WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. And I think the season's going to begin next week proper. So this is to keep the lights on, and I've managed to do that tonight. You might want to Radiola blog is available. Just type Radiola into Google; it comes right up. Let's finish with this. This was I don't mean to get too somber, which I really don't. But here's the American Symphony Orchestra, and this sort of it's a very gentle song, very gentle recording. Song to Autumn from 1918, and that has a special significance. But I'm going to withhold that, and most of you who know what that significance is will appreciate that. But it's autumn is around the corner. It's very close. Maybe warm today, but those leaves are going to turn. And this is very, very sweet waltz to finish with.